Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, May 1st, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures down 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher equities in Asia overnight in what was a very limited day's trading, with several markets offline due to the Labor Day holiday. Most European markets are also closed due to the public holiday. Bonds a little changed. The US dollar is mostly higher as the yen extends Friday's drop. Crude oil is lower on disappointing China PMI data. Industrial metals are under pressure. Precious metals are lower. And cryptocurrencies are down. Much of the market's attention has been on developments concerning First Republic Bank. After a frantic weekend in which the FDIC invited several firms to review detailed information about First Republic's assets and deposits, it was announced a short time ago that JP Morgan Chase will acquire most of First Republic, with the FDIC and California regulators simultaneously closing the bank and selling off all of its deposits and most of the assets to JP Morgan. Elsewhere, markets are in waiting mode ahead of central bank meetings this week. Most of the attention is on Wednesday's Fed meeting, where the current consensus is for a final 25 basis point rate hike before a move to the sidelines. There are, however, some thoughts that the Fed will maintain some semblance of a tightening bias. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to leave its cash rate on hold for a second month on Tuesday, but retain its tightening bias. And markets are pricing in a 25 basis point European Central Bank rate hike on Thursday, although some board members have not ruled out a larger move. There are also some high-profile economic data releases due to be released, with a focus largely on US non-farm payrolls on Friday, where forecasts are for a drop in headline jobs growth and an uptick in the unemployment rate. On the data front in Asia overnight, China's manufacturing sector unexpectedly slipped back into contraction in April, continuing the recent deceleration in activity following the post-lockdown rebound. There was a big decline in new orders, but inflation fell at the fastest pace since last August. There are signs of robust consumer spending activity in China after data showed a surge in Labor Day tourism activities. China's home sales rose for a third month in April, which comes after Friday's China Politburo meeting reiterating the need for continued policy support amid an uneven recovery. Elsewhere, South Korean exports shrank at a slower pace than recently, although chip shipments contracted sharply again. Japan's final PMI confirmed factory activity fell at a slower pace in April, and Australian home values lifted for a second month, adding to signs of a housing market bottom. Due up on today's US economic calendar, manufacturing PMI, construction spending, and ISM manufacturing index. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, On Semiconductor and Global Payments, and after the close, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Stryker, NXP Semiconductors, and MGM Resorts. In corporate news, there was one other major M&A deal reported over the weekend. Japan's Astellas Pharma has agreed to acquire Iveric Bio for $40 per share in cash for total equity value of $5.9 billion. Japan and Australian equities finished higher on Monday in a very limited day's trading. The Nikkei and Topix gapped higher by around 1% and stayed there for the day, while Australia also opened higher but finished well off its peak. In regional news, Bloomberg reported that China's tourism and consumer activities rose sharply on the first day of the five-day Labor Day holiday, and Japan's government will grant $1.8 billion in subsidies to Japanese companies for battery and chip production. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.